consider to England or France. You may like to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
You're listening to KRFP Moscow Pullman, and this is Denise Miller, and you're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm going to read a few announcements, and then we have a guest today. His name is John, and John, we are so happy to have you on. I'm going to first go through some events with Recovery. And to introduce the show, Recovery Radio is an outreach program of the Latah Recovery Center, located at 531 South Main Street, Suite B in Moscow. Their phone number is 208-883-1045, and their web address is www.latahrecoverycenter.org. Their email address is latahrecoverycenter@gmail.com, and you can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. Our mission on Recovery Radio is to share with our community how recovery from addiction and mental health issues affects all of us, to make our community aware of the recovery resources available in our area, and to share personal stories of people in recovery, highlighting their experiences, strengths, and hopes for continuing in recovery. Again, my name is Denise, and we started this show, Johnny and I, which my co-host is not here today. He's taking some time with his wife on vacation, and we hope he's having a great time. But I started in recovery about 5 years ago here in Moscow, and I'm a graduate of the Latah County Drug Court. And I am just happy to be here and be a part of getting information to our community. And yeah, so I'm just really glad that you're all listening today. A couple of announcements. Let's see, so we have some new activities at the Latah Recovery Center. I'm going to go through those every Tuesday and Friday from 4 p.m. There's AA Recovery with Kids. Every Thursday, Recovery Parents with Kate. I think it's, I'm going to botch this last name.
Stinson.
Katie Stinson. Thank you so much. That's awesome. Thank you. And let's see, on the 6th at 10 a.m., peer social activity at Wild Art. Have you heard anything about that, John?
Yeah, it's a ceramics shop in town. Mm-hmm. It's quite exciting. You can make yourself your own artifact / coffee mug or dish.
Right on. That's amazing. So not to get confused, Johnny, who's my co-host, is normally here with my guest, John. Thank you so much for helping me out with some of these announcements. And then also on the 8th of this month at 4 p.m. Is Eat Smart Idaho free nutrition class. And then on the 24th of the month, organization and task management workshop. And these, of course, are all at the Recovery Center. Upcoming guest next week, we are going to be hearing from Steve Otto and John Bateman from the Hope Center, and we will be talking with them about prison ministry and the Hope Center. So today in the studio, my guest John is here with us, and again, so happy to have you here. And I was hoping you could just tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is John Cook, and I'm 61. I showed up at the Latah Recovery Center last summer, and I had been out of work for 6 months, and I was really desperate to find something, mm-hmm. anything, and I was having a lot of trouble with arthritis in my knees. They kept insisting that they could do something to help me out, so I sat down and talked to them, mm-hmm. and they let me use their computers and work on some resumes, and it was actually very nice. Mm-hmm. I got some temporary jobs, but more importantly, they hooked me up with some help from within the community, which is marvelous about supporting the Recovery mm-hmm. Center. I got some temporary jobs, and I got onto a couple of job training programs that are going to help me do some work that's more like a clerk. Mm-hmm. And it's really been beneficial to me, not just because I have a job, but that's the main thing, mm-hmm. but because some classes that are really quite marvelous. Mm-hmm. The quality of the people at the Laetitia Recovery Center I have found to be excellent. I went to a positive affirmations class, and at first I was humoring the lady that had cute pictures of ducks, mm-hmm. and pithy sayings about trying hard. But we talked about goals, and we talked about life, and a week later, I was getting up at 7:30 every morning like clockwork. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting, if you want to put out a little effort, how much you can change your personal predisposition, mm-hmm. and engage in some useful activities. More importantly, it provides a safe, clean place for people in town. We have quite a lot of bars in downtown.
We do.
And some activities in the city that are not drinking, mm-hmm. I think are of benefit. And they provide a few of those. But they also host all of the anonymous self-help groups. Mm-hmm. My personal recovery involves weight loss because there's really nothing they can do to fix my knees. Right. They might could cut in there and do some things, but they can't put back what's broke.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And if they do, it's a pretty serious matter.
Yeah.
But I'm losing weight and exercising, and they have good classes in mental health self-help. Mm-hmm. It's not all just AA. Mm-hmm. They have Recovery International. They have Crochet to Calm Your Mind. They have Peaceful Art Practices. And I know these things sound a bit hokey, like underwater basket weaving might, but the quality of the people teaching these classes is very high. And even if you go there expecting not much, you're going to find that these classes are of benefit. Especially if you're depressed, mm-hmm. or if your concern about your own failures is creating even more problems for you.
Sure, yeah.
It's hard when you start to break down and fail to take it in stride.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
But these are kind of the sidelines they have.
Mm-hmm. Sounds to me like you found a place and people and different things to do that have really helped you in a lot of ways. I mean, would you say that this has all been helping you emotionally as well as physically?
Well, the thing about the Recovery International program I attend is that it is completely self-help directed. It's a course in confronting your symptoms. And it's not too bad. Dr. Abraham Lowe invented a system for mental health self-help because he had a lot of patients that needed some kind of outpatient therapy that was self-directed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a system that's been around for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not magic. It just works okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lowe is fond of saying things like, the temerity of our untutored perceptions should not be used to indict ourselves with self-judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, when we look back at our lives, we do not see at each and every instance the continuum of average, ordinary people around us.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose money in the stock market, you don't feel better knowing that everyone else is.
Right.
It makes you feel used.
Mm-hmm.
If you see these things as average, ordinary mistakes, the obvious implication is they have average, ordinary solutions. And you can confront then the wreckage that lays waste to your life
mm-hmm.
without obsessing over the emotional reactions.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That is important because it's something that I've been learning myself, and that's it's, you know, how we react to different kinds of things that happen in our lives. And it sounds like you're getting out of this class, you're getting some hope in how to walk in those things, how to deal better.
Yeah. One nice thing about walking in the steps of other people is they didn't trip.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, and then you can relate and see as you're looking through stuff, because I did take one of those classes that you're talking about, only just one, and it was really cool, the examples that were given, and I could relate in certain areas and really grab some personal things out of that, learn from what they were sharing. It was nice.
Well, the first emotion to fall is rage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terribly useful.
Right. Yeah.
Not losing your temper helps you in your life.
Yeah, I was going to say anger. I've learned that anger is okay. It's how you react to your anger. You know what I mean? It's okay to be upset about something. And it can cause for me to get more involved in something or more passionate about something. But it's how I react. If I'm going to throw things and yell and scream, that's going to be a bad way for me to act to my anger. But if I can logically calm down and work through something, after a little bit, it's going to be much better. It's been a process for me.
More importantly, they have a recovery volunteer
mm-hmm.
peer program where people with lived experience can work with a person one-on-one and help with a little bit of advocacy and encouragement, coaching, so you don't feel like you're all alone.
Yeah.
And also so you're with people that know where you're at, and they're not going to maybe let you play them, so.
Right, that's true. I mean, we're fellow addicts, and so we understand what it looks like, and I definitely feel that every time I've gone into the recovery center that they do understand, and that there's definitely the feel of caring and not judgment, and they're just there to help because they've been through pain, and you know, they want to help others.
Yeah.
And it helps us as we do that, as we help other people. So it's like a community of helping heal brokenness that's happened from things in our life.
Life skills and external accountability are tough. They're tough for people that really have their stuff together.
Right. Yeah.
And sometimes you need someone to help you work through it. And it might only be changing your viewpoint.
Yeah, and that's actually can be really huge.
A person wants to achieve their own goals.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have some self-direction in how they approach recovery, I think.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid and I quit using.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anyone to talk to. Mm-hmm. And there was nobody. I had a sister I talked to.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, read this book. It helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, transactional analysis is a bit complex for most addicts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not get much out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with being a teenager is compounded.
Absolutely. Yeah, teenagers are, yeah, there's a lot going on when you're a teenager.
So what we do at the Recovery Center is kind of the tip of an iceberg that really needs to be addressed, especially because the vulnerable people, it's better to build stronger children than fix broken adults. They're starting a couple of outreach efforts. Right now they're working on people getting out of jail
mm-hmm.
and drug court. And they're very excited about that program.
Yeah. People, just the other day, and I don't want to interrupt it too much, but just to say, just the other day, I was just really thinking about, we had had Mayor Lambert on, and he was talking about educating in schools for awareness and things like that, and I really agree with your statement about that it's it's important to get to the younger people so that you're not having to work as hard to help the adults. You know, those are years that really make a big difference in someone's life.
Well, and
so our youth is definitely important.
Somebody who doesn't have good judgment of their own has a hard time finding useful, non-judgmental people to
talk
to.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is kind of an issue. So it looks, was there anything off of that list that you wanted to go over?
Oh, we're going to have our fall Soups On fundraiser soon.
Mm,
we've got
okay.
about 10 restaurants in town that
awesome.
Are preparing soups for it, and we're excited about that. It's going to be
so tell me about that.
Wednesday, October 24th mm-hmm. at the 1912 Center.
And this is a fundraiser for the Lake Tahoe Recovery Center?
Yeah.
Great. Good. And so there's businesses helping to contribute food?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. And what time will that be? What was the date again?
It's from 11 to 12:30 and from 12:30 to 2. There's mm-hmm. two times so that we don't have everybody in there all
right.
at once.
Yeah, because that could be quite a fill.
Bit of a
yeah.
crush.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That sounds good. Well, I'm thinking we can go ahead and go to a musical break here. If I can, you know, not having my co-host here to run everything sometimes gets me in trouble. We'll see if we can get it going. You are listening to KRFP in Moscow Pullman and Recovery Radio, and we will be back.
Last lines walked before the tent. I stood out in the glorious rain, knowing full well I can't go home again. Wise a ghost, wise a, when you're gonna rise up. Wise a ghost, yield some size of wise of ghost. Go on your merry way now if you must. Fool's gold turns rivers into rust. Till you don't know who to trust. Wise of ghost. Wise of ghost. When you're gonna rise up, wise up ghost.
Wise up ghost.
Yield some size
up. Wise up ghost.
Wise up ghost.
Wise up ghost.
Old woman living in a cardboard shoe. Lost so many souls you don't know what to do. So say your prayers, cause down the stairs it's 1932. Wise of ghost. She revolves around a sparkling pole, stares into the mirrored wall, sees another woman walking through a market stall. Wise of ghost. Wise of, when you're gonna rise up. Wise of ghost. Yield some size of
wise up ghost.
Wise up ghost.
Wise up ghost.
Lost girl found on the radio. Down around the radio. Go direct to hell, you murdered so and so. Wise up ghost. Trapped within the house of feathers. sitting in a shirt a while, howling at water flowers, seeing why as a ghost, why as a, will you go to rise up, why as a ghost, yield some signs of, why's a ghost? I walked along an iron field where roses' kisses turned to tears. Salt water rushing over the pebbles under them. Why's a ghost? Last sigh of passion. Slipped into the room like an assassin. Glad tidings we bring for you and your king. Why is a ghost? Why is a, when you're gonna rise up? Why is a ghost?
Why is a ghost?
Heal some signs of. Wise of ghosts. Last lions walked before they tamed. I stood out in the glorious rain, knowing full well I can't go home again. Wise of ghosts. Wise of, when you go to rise up. Wise of ghosts. Some signs of wise and ghost.
Wise and ghost. Wise and ghost.
Hi, you're listening to KRFP and Moscow Pullman Recovery Radio, and this is Denise Miller, and we have been talking with John Cook here on Recovery Radio, and he's been sharing about his experience with the Latol Recovery Center and all the areas that they have been able to help him with different kinds of things. And actually, I was just going to expand on that for a second. If you have not been into the Latol Recovery Center, which is downtown, next, it's actually in between Wackadoo's and One World Cafe. The address is 531 South Main Street in Suite B, or Suite B. I guess they say Suite B, huh? Is it Suite? Yeah. I always mess that one up. Anyways, and as you walk in there, you will, of course, be greeted with a smile and asked if there's anything that they can help with. But one of the amazing things that I really love is I've learned in recovery to love the resources and the resource wall that's there. And that just has a plethora of different things in the community of help. Well, even in the state, from everything from places to get help with recovery. They also help with job stuff, mental health areas. And what else, John, that comes to mind to you?
Latol Alliance for Mental Illness is a family support program,
mm-hmm.
which is unique. It's for the families of people who suffer from mental illness.
Oh, that's cool.
Who may or may not be adequately covered because of whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And we host a meeting on the second Thursday of the month for LAMI.
Mm-hmm. And so someone could come and find what the services are and the support for that?
Yeah, we don't. LAMI is not a part of the Laetow Recovery Center per se. Anyone could host their meeting, but we want to have a place where people can come together and find resources for things like mental illness.
Absolutely.
And mental illness affects more than just the patient. It affects everybody around that person.
Yes.
And they do need support. And LAMI is a fine organization. Anyone who's affected by mental illness might consider visiting a meeting.
That's great. And what day is that this month?
It's on the second Thursday of the month, so it wouldn't be today, it'd be next week.
I'll look that up. And then what time do they start?
They start at 7.
Excellent.
7 p.m. to 8:30. Okay. That's the Laetow Alliance for Mental Illness. It's a family support program.
So the second Thursday of the month would be this month, would be the 11th, so next week. Excellent. So if you know someone who has mental illness and you want to get some support and information in this area for yourself, you can go there to the Laetow Recovery Center on the 11th at 7 o'clock and find out what this is about, find out what LAMI's about, and ask questions and get some love and support in this area. That's great.
Also, I don't know who might be involved in family court or a family crisis. Maybe they're using and they have kids. Maybe they just need a little help. We have a Recovering Parents with Kids course taught by a certified instructor.
Excellent.
A lot of people wouldn't hurt themselves by taking a class from a certified instructor.
Sure.
And telling the judge when they're forced to appear in court. I don't know. I don't have kids myself. And I don't tell other people how to raise them.
Sure.
We do have a course on how to be a good parent and how to deal with it if you're using.
Yeah, that's actually really good. On that subject, I remember 5 years ago when I entered into drug court, my children were pretty young at that point. Let's see, they would have been like 3 and 5, I believe. And great girls, and I have two adult kids too as well that were affected. But thinking back to that time, I remember speaking to my counselor, Elizabeth, at Weeks and Vitry, and being concerned about, you know, I mean, obviously I hadn't been being a good parent because drugs were this priority in my life before that. And I wanted to get back on track, and I wanted to parent better, and I wanted to help with the effects that had happened because of being a parent that was using at that point. And so it sounds to me like this would be a good place to get some support with that, and that's really amazing. I will say that over the last 5 years that there has been just leaps and bounds in my parenting, in their progress with things, and just to give a little shout out to Hope that things do start to work out. But all these things didn't work out in my life and aren't currently, you know, being worked on just by myself. You know, there's different things that I'm a part of, that I go to, that I volunteer, that I attend, that help me with different areas of my life. And as I've mentioned many, many times on the show before, to try to do recovery is by yourself is that's just a hard thought for me to wrap around. And I mean, even life itself, if you don't have if you're not in recovery or if you've never been an addict, I just assume that life would be really hard without some community and loved ones and friends. And so I always encourage my listening audience to consider getting some support and help from somewhere, stepping through one door. And of course, one of those doors for an option would be the recovery center. There is also a lot of different places here in town that help in recovery. There's Weeks in Vitry, there is Family Alliance, and many more. So if you're going through addiction by yourself or recovery by yourself, I would just really caringly recommend that you at least find one person to talk with and start, you know, have somebody who can listen, you know, and start talking about things that are going on. I really believe inside of us that we can find our own answers, but I think that it takes talking it out with someone that you can trust and, you know, cares about you. And so it's a really great place to start. So I will end that rant on that one, but I can't help it. I'm very passionate about, you know, when I was using, just not knowing where to go, didn't understand what this all looked like. And it has made the hugest change in my life to have people to walk with and to know how to go get help about things. So what else is going on, John?
Well, I just want to call out some of these really excellent programs.
Please.
I said earlier, Moscow's mm-hmm. a college town, and we have an amazing mm-hmm. resource of educated people.
We do.
And we have a free nutrition class, Eat Smart Idaho. Mm-hmm. And by the way, mm-hmm. every single class at the Laytow mm-hmm. Recovery
yes.
Center is zero charge.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Absolutely
it's so
free.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So if you've got diabetes, mm-hmm. if you're sick, if you're weak, whatever your problem with food is, mm-hmm. anorexia, bulimia, if mm-hmm. you're like me and you're fat, you can come to our class Monday, October 8th at 4 p.m.
Excellent. And is this a weekly or a monthly that they do this class?
It looks like.
See, so if it's the 8th.
This one looks like maybe a one-time class,
okay.
But I think they're going to do something
yeah. Keep doing
regularly,
more.
Maybe a monthly one.
Mm-hmm. So the 8th is a Monday, so it's probably, yeah. Awesome. That's good. And then also just want to throw out there real quick, the number for the Laytow Recovery Center is 208-883-1045. And they will answer any questions if you hear something on the show that you would like to get the time or the day for, or have some questions on, that they'd be definitely able to help you for sure. What else is on there?
Our Narcotics Anonymous mm-hmm. and our Prescription Addiction Support mm-hmm. Group. The Narcotics Anonymous is Mondays at 6, Tuesdays at 5:30, mm-hmm. and Fridays at 5:30.
Great.
And it's excellent. We do that ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's similar to an AA-type mm-hmm. meeting. When they say Narcotics Anonymous, they mean narcotics and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol is the maintenance drug for people who are addicted.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right, because you can stop using drugs, illegal drugs, but you can go to the store and get alcohol. So
our group's a little bit more self-directed.
Okay. So it's kind of more of like a peer-based thing where, NA usually will have...
That's the beauty of these groups. They have people that have been there mm-hmm. and done that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have lived experience they can share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's all different levels of people in recovery attending these classes. There might be somebody that's been in for 10 years or 20 years, and there might be somebody that's been in, you know, in recovery for 2 days.
All are welcome.
Yes.
And the prescription addiction group is Tuesdays 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm. Great.
That's PM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, we've talked on the show recently about the increasing, everything, use, abuse, addiction, death, overdose from prescription drugs. It's unfortunately quite a thing nationwide right now, and definitely something in our community. So just kind of a shout out to, in thinking of this area, you know, children are getting into this kind of stuff. And so it's something definitely to be aware of and be careful of. You know, even if you have things in your home that are legally yours, I think it would be important to kind of keep track of that. I never would have thought of getting into pills or anything like that as a child. And that's not to say that, you know, I'm not trying to judge anyone else on that. I'm just saying that these days it is something that that happens. And so we do need to protect our children and just kind of keep an eye on what's going on. And when Mayor Lambert was on, he was sharing about children even just being over at relatives' house, grandparents and things like that, and getting into their medicine. So, and that can be by accident too, you know. There can be, you know, a child, I remember getting into it wasn't Tylenol, it was those little ones, and they were pink, and they dissolved in your mouth or whatever, you know. I mean, it was just a kid, they tasted good. So mm-hmm. just thinking of just being aware of what's going on, keeping kids safe. So, yeah.
if a person did go to the recovery center, mm-hmm. I would recommend they take a moment to look at the board. Mm-hmm. Some of our courses are not immediately obvious as a useful lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't hurt anyone to try to learn how to crochet and calm your mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I already mentioned our life skills in our positive affirmations mm-hmm. courses. These things are taught by excellent people as a rule.
They are.
Our peaceful art practices is taught by a young art student. Mm-hmm. And she's quite good.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that there's people in our community that really know what they're doing, and they're volunteering their experience and time to be able to help out. And I remember in drug court early on, you know, all of us were, you know, those of us that were new in it, even those that had been in for a year or so, it was kind of like, what do we do now that's healthy, that's not like what we did before, because we're trying to change how we're living. So what do we do for fun that is a positive thing, you know, drug and alcohol free? And I think that the Laytel Recovery Center really provides a lot of different kinds of activities that you can do where you're in a safe environment. It's healthy. You can talk with people or not talk with people. When the gals came on for the crochet class that they do, they talked about sometimes people just come in and they crochet and they don't say much, but they're just sitting and they're relaxing. And then there's ladies that or men that come in and they talk more. So it's kind of really whatever your pace is, whatever you feel like. You know, if you want to be quiet that day, it can be quiet that day. If you want to chat stuff up, you can go at it. So you can just be yourself. But having things to do and restructuring what's fun can be really helpful. And I remember it took some brainstorming in our classes. Like I said, when I was in drug court, and that's done out of Weeks in Vitry here in Moscow. And we'd have our small groups and we'd brainstorm. Okay, it's summertime. These were the things that we did before. We would go camping, but you know, there was alcohol there. So then now how can we change this to where we're safe? And we would come up and brainstorm with different kinds of things, like, okay, we're gonna go to this barbecue, and it's at someone else's house, and it may or may not have alcohol there. So we would talk about how, okay, so we've got a phone, or, you know, who's gonna be the person that we call, or do we need to just maybe excuse ourselves if something happens that triggers us, or maybe we can just find somewhere to go that just doesn't have any of that. You know, so it was really helpful to take some time and run through some scenarios early on in recovery and think about what kind of activities we could do, you know. So when I was in that program, they didn't quite have the Late Child Recovery Center yet. It came in towards the end of my program. So we were really excited about it, too, because we were trying to organize all these things together like they're doing, you know. So this is really cool.
I don't broil food well enough to throw a party, but...
Yeah.
I can sympathize. Shanti, who teaches our art classes, mm-hmm. can draw a painting or a picture out of almost anyone.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Sometimes you go to an art class, and when you're finished daubing paint on the canvas, the teacher mm-hmm. talks to you about your technique and what you could do to improve it and mm-hmm. fixes one or two little things, and you have a little painting to take home, and mm-hmm. that's your diploma. But you'll make your own picture if you're working with Shanti.
That's cool.
And it will actually be your masterpiece. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, it will be your masterpiece.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of the approach they want to take to recovery, too. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a position, and maybe your position is you're ready to fix something to eat, and so while you're doing it, you realize this is pretty good, and you like the smell of that bacon, and you like the smell of the eggs, and you starts to change your disposition, and mm-hmm. you remember it as a clump, and you have feelings about it, and after a little while of fixing breakfast, you have a predisposition, and just the smell of coffee or the sound of cooking changes your entire outlook in mm-hmm. an instant. Mm-hmm. And these are the tools that we use to change ourselves all the time without even thinking about it, just because it's too boring to do it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a huge chore, but you've got to really be determined.
Mm-hmm. You were talking over the break about how people in recovery, how did you explain it? They're some of the most, what was it? I'm trying to think of the word.
Courageous people I've ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah, I need that inspiration every day. I've lost 50 pounds, and for my health,
that's great.
I need to lose about half of my body weight because I'm a big guy. And
I just got to say that 50 pounds, that's amazing. That's awesome. You look great.
I'm happy with it, but it's woefully inadequate in my case, and I'm still working on it. A lot of people have this problem,
mm-hmm.
and I'm lucky because there are some average, ordinary solutions, but because so many people have it, there's a flood of kookiness around it, too.
Right. Yeah, there is a lot of advice and different kinds of things out there, for sure.
I'm kind of focused on eating what I need, mm-hmm. and keeping track of foods I can have extra of.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to eat a few extra carrots and not so much bread or potatoes or rice. Mm-hmm. Those are poison for diabetic
right.
people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, and would you say that now, I know we didn't talk really much about before you got into recovery, but would you say that now, since you've been in recovery, that you've been able to focus on more healthy things?
Oh, my impulse control is marvelous.
Great.
I went to see a movie about Mr. Rogers.
Hmm?
And it was inspirational.
That's awesome. I had heard about that. Tell me about it. How was it?
The man was moderation personified.
Mm-hmm.
Moderation in all things.
That's cool.
He's a wonderful fellow.
Yeah, I had heard about that. That was downtown a few weeks back or the beginning of last month or something like that.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers was a very hep fellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes, I'm thinking, you know, for myself personally, you know, things weren't always in moderation, obviously. That kind of is part of the definition, of being an addict. And so finding a balance and moderation in things has been really great feeling since I've been in recovery. And I think during use, it's like everything just goes to overdoing everything, you know. It's like everything's all the way over here on the totally far end of the spectrum. I mean, and then there are some things that are just over, you know, that are on the other end of the spectrum, which are just like minute. And of course, those things were like, you know, taking good care of myself or getting to the doctor or the dentist or whatever. Those things were just such a low priority and like never happened. And looking back on it, I just see so many types of choices that were so poor. But, you know, as I've watched and talked to other people in recovery since I have been, I just noticed it's kind of what a lot of people go through. I mean, it's just literally what substances or alcohol do eventually. And so it's cool to see the change in myself and other people as we walk forward through this. And it's definitely not always a perfect go. There are stumbling points and roadblocks and all sorts of challenges that can come along, but it does really help, as you said, to be around people and watch, was the word courageous? How courageous they are?
They're an inspiration.
Inspiration, yeah.
Picking up the pieces of your life and putting them back together is no small thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's most definitely not.
Important to remember, if there's a take home, is if you know someone, you see someone who's homeless or they got the shakes or there's something wrong with them and it's not an emergency, it won't hurt to bring them down to the recovery center.
That's right.
We have people there who can call different resources and try to help them out.
Yeah.
Winter's coming. We can't have people sleeping outside.
Yeah.
And it's pretty important to pay attention, I think, because these are problems that don't just go away.
Right.
They need to be addressed. The sooner they're addressed, the cheaper it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, things like having a place to live and, you know, clothes and food and things like that. I mean, those are the basic things, and it's really hard to work on anything in life when you don't know where you're going to sleep and you're sleeping outside. You know, that's a big deal. So we just have about a minute left. So, John, I wanted to say thank you so much for being our guest today. I really appreciate it. Is there any last things you want to throw into our audience?
No, I'm just grateful for all the wonderful support the community has given me and the people I know and the people at the Laetow Recovery Center.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful.
I am as well. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, John. And for our listening audience, thank you so much for listening today. You're listening to KRFP in Moscow, Pullman. And we will see you next week.
If I could believe 2 and 2 is 5, 2 wrongs make a right, well then, man alive. Lost in my insolence and sneers that might sound like prayers. If I could believe you were from heaven sent, then just losing you would be my punishment. But in the hour of disgrace, I might see his face.